following episode of the Andrew Segovia Show is from YouTube. So if you're not yet subscribed, by all means, so you don't miss out, subscribe on YouTube. And don't forget to like and share.
This is the Andrew Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, it's Andres with another video regarding tech. This one is my promised long-term review or long-term take on the Galaxy Note 10, which for those of you that have been long-time subscribers would know, I was not looking to upgrade to this device. I was not a fan of the Note 10 per se. I wasn't even a fan of the Note 9. My favorite Note device was the Note 7. I refused to upgrade to the 8. And I ended up with the Note 9, not because I wanted to, but because I ended up with it. Anyway, the point is that I did have some relatively mild experiences with the Note 9, to say the least, but some of them were fixed. So that turned out to be okay. In the long run, though, the Note 9 did prove to be a great workhorse. But I ended up upgrading to the Note 10 because of cracks to the back screen or the back glass and eventually the hairline cracks on the front of my Note 9. That's how I ended up with this Note 10 in this Aura Red. My goodness, what a sexy looking phone. So that's how it won me over. Now, some might say that I downgraded because I went from the Note 9 to the Note 10. This is not the plus size. This is the Note, just the proper, the smaller sibling. With the supposed lesser specs. It was enough for me. I didn't miss the Quad HD display of the Note 9. I actually didn't even miss the expandable storage. This one has 256 gigabytes onboard storage. That's basically what I used in the Note 9. I have 128 gigabytes built in and 128 micro SD card expansion to it, which made file transfers all the slower anyway. So this has been good enough for me, and I've been happy. I haven't even used half of the memory on it. That's also because I'm always transferring data anyway. The camera array setup is nice. I love the way they set everything up and got rid of this. Well, not exactly got rid of the Bixby button, but at least put all the buttons on one side so you don't have a dedicated Bixby button, because I remapped this to be the power button, because you can't map this to the Google Assistant, stupid. Anyway, so there you have it. One of the things I do not like about this device, though, besides the fact they got rid of the headphone jack, which I'll never stop speaking about that. Bring back the headphone jack, man. Even the Note 20 doesn't even have it. But the Pixel 4a does? Think about that. Anyway, you remember the motorized response on the pulse of the bottom of the screen whenever you press the supposed invisible home button on the Note 9? I don't understand why they didn't include that here so I can try unlocking the screen that way whenever I do the ultrasonic fingerprint scanner. That's the part that gets me, because I always miss, as you saw there. But overall, the screen, this one's a full HD display. It's not the Quad HD display. It's bright enough. It works great. And for those of you that don't really notice when you first get your Note 9 or even the S lineup, they're set to full HD by default, so some people don't switch the settings and they don't realize that they're using a full HD display. But this one has been really nice for me. I haven't missed the Quad HD from my Note 9, and it's served the battery well for the most part. It does last a bit shorter than the Note 9 in the long run, I'd say, but it tops up pretty quick. And I got reverse wireless charging, or power share, as they say, so that's pretty cool. Also, what's been really cool has been the performance of this device. It's been really smooth, fast, and fluid. It's held up really, really well. But one of my favorite perks is not even so much software-based, and it's kind of like a minor thing. But for those of us that drop our devices, have you ever had the S Pen fly off its silo? Yeah, I know. That was a big issue with me, and always dropping the Note 9 and forgetting that the freaking S Pen flew out. If that thing wasn't the yellow S Pen on the Ocean Blue model, I probably wouldn't have noticed that it was missing. And finding it would have been that much harder if it wasn't a bright yellow saying, "Here I am." Well, in this case, this one, whenever I dropped it, the most I ever done to it was getting it to pop out that far from the silo. Which is awesome. That means this silo is a lot tighter, and I guess Samsung realized that, yo, man, we gotta really make sure this thing, people don't lose it. So, yeah, I'm so happy I haven't been able to lose it. Oh, one of the great things I do like, by the way, I should mention, is how Samsung did this off-memo display to match what color you're using. Looks like someone was messing around with this. My son keeps getting my note and says messing with this. So I'm assuming he switched the colors here, but it's supposed to be default to red, so it matches your S Pen color. So I look pretty silly right there. I'm not gonna redo it. So there you go. And then it saves automatically. That's something from the Note 5 that I never stopped using, which is pretty cool. I like that. But anyway, this AMOLED display has been great. The whole punch screen on the Infinity OLED display doesn't bother me so much. Although I do prefer it was like the Note 9, but you would have sacrificed some of the forehead there to make it a little unbalanced. But yeah, it's still, it, like I said, it doesn't really bother me. So for the most part, I've enjoyed the experience of this phone. So it's held up very well. I haven't, the experience compared to the Note 9 where I had a ton of hardware and software issues on it, nothing like that on the Note 10. It looks like Samsung really stepped it up, in my opinion, when it came to the experience for the software, because, my goodness, I have nothing negative to say about the software experience thus far on this device. Any experience I've ever had with a hiccup on some apps was the developer's fault of those apps, which sometimes uninstalling and reinstalling helped. So that's been something that I've had to work around, but it's not Samsung's fault. For the most part, this thing has worked fantastically, and I'm always using it tethered to my Active Watch 2. I also have the Pixel Buds connected to this, not the Samsung Buds. So I'm always draining this device, and I'm always using Android Auto, which is either the Android Auto when it's connected to my car via USB or the Android Auto app. So I'm always draining the life out of this phone, but it tops up so quickly that I have wireless chargers in my office and at home that I've never had this phone drop below 10%. So it gets me through the day, but if I was away from a charger based on my heavy usage, I burn this thing out by noon. It starts working by 7:30 a.m. It's burnt out by noon, and I got to recharge the phone. So that is a very real thing. But the most important part is, for what I do for a living, for those that don't really know me or haven't really followed my channel, I'm in construction, I'm in real estate, and I'm a property manager. So I deal with three different industries, or three different categories within the same industry, and I've always relied on the Note for the past several years to get me by. I missed the Note 7. I wasn't a big fan of the Note 9, but it was a powerhouse that got me through. But I kept breaking that phone, and the Note 10 has been the right size, which actually nearly matches the footprint of the Note 10, which almost makes it perfect. Now, it's one of the things I really like, if you haven't seen my review about this or my thoughts on it, where the stereo speakers, it's not really stereo because one is front firing, one's down firing, which is the bottom side. The Note 9 had an imbalance in the audio where the left side was more muted than the bottom right. But Samsung balanced it out where the sound almost sounds like an equal distribution, despite the fact that the speakers are facing in different directions. So I have enjoyed the audio experience a lot better on this one. And I have enjoyed, and I appreciate that Samsung included the AKG USB Type-C headphones with this one. That works out well. So that's been great. The only downside is, as a content creator, I have not been able to use a lapel mic for my 3.5 millimeter headphone jack without a freaking dongle that I keep forgetting to bring. So that actually brings me to the next point, that the speakers on this thing, or the microphones that is, have been a better experience than the Note 9 microphones. So I've been very happy about the audio pickup there. And with the pair to the voice recorder app from Samsung, it's just been fantastic to use for interviews and stuff. It's got me out of a pinch whenever I haven't been able to use my Blue Yeti microphones. So this has been a really great powerhouse in that respect. Just minor hiccups here and there and flaws, such as why not have like a motor to remind you like where you're hitting on the screen or where you're touching, so you could feel for your ultra fingerprint scan, or freaking name and a headphone jack. They didn't even include it in the Note 20. But if you didn't like the configuration setup of the Note 10 and 10 Plus, you're not gonna like it for the Note 20. The colors are not that varied, I'd say, for the new lineup. I didn't see a red one, but man, if you can, and you really want to, try to hunt for it, because it took me a while to finally get one of these, and I'm so glad I got it, because if I was going to have a phone I didn't want, at least I was going to get in the color that I wanted, and I never looked back. This phone has actually been fantastic in that sense. It's held up very well. The software has been just very buttery smooth, fast and fluid, hasn't slowed down on me at all. And I restarted about every 8 days, so it's just awesome how well it holds up. I forget that I haven't restarted in so long, but with my Note 9, by the sixth day, I have to restart, because it just, it's just the toll it takes on a CPU. I mean, these things are pushed to the limit, right? So yeah, so there you have it. Anyway, those are my thoughts on the Note 10. Are you looking to get a Note 20, or are you looking to take advantage of deals in the Note 10? And what color are you gonna get any of those phones in? I'm curious, the 10 Well, the 10, 20, or the plus variants of either one. Leave your thoughts in the comments down below for you on YouTube. For those of you following on the website, www.theandrewsegovia.com, you can chime in there too. So I'll look at those notes because I am curious. My own little survey, if you will. But what are you using as your daily driver? This one is my daily driver until, you know, it stops working, or if the Surface Duo actually is as great as they say it is. But with about a year or 2 year old chipset, I don't think so. I don't think it's gonna fly. But anyway, I'm curious to see that one as well. But the S Pen is what keeps me coming back to this. Samsung did it well, and I'm looking for deeper integration with Microsoft services because that's what I use for all my businesses. That's why I don't see myself leaving a Samsung device anytime soon. That's why I hope they keep improving on their offerings, especially in the software. That's why I look forward to whatever Samsung's got going on for Note 20 to come down to the Note 10, because these things are expensive. That's the very least they can do for these phones, especially for us that use them. Anyway, that's it for this one. For those of you curious as to what else I do, there's a lot more going on at the website, www.theinterestingover.com. Check out my off-the-record offerings, a lot more show that's there that doesn't make its way to YouTube. And also, what I do for a living, if you ever need some services regarding real estate or financial planning and such, you're curious about that, you can check out my other website, www.segoviares.com. That's SegoviaRes.com to check out my real estate resources there and contact information, mostly for those of you in Southern California. Thank you so much for watching this video. As always, like, share, and subscribe, and I'll see you on the next one.